Today, I am going to do this English lesson for grade 10 students. In this lesson, you will be able to learn how to answer a reading test. You will get some reading tests in your exam paper in both first and second papers. You get reading tests in your first paper and as well as in the second paper also. There, you may have to read different kinds of reading materials such as notes, notices, paragraphs, poems, and letters, etc. So, you have to read them and will have to transfer the information in these materials into other forms. You may have to fill the grids, charts, draw the maps, label the maps, draw pictures, and answer to the questions, etc. Now, go to the lesson number 45 in your activity book. Yes, you are given a reading activity there. Read the text and complete the grid. Read the text and complete the grid. Let's read the text now. By reading, you may get an idea of the paragraph and try to understand it. Now, start to read. In many centuries, giraffes, elephants, antelopes, and other animals roamed freely in the open plains of Zimbabwe. Before white settlers arrived, the local men were farmers and herdsmen who hunted the animals for food and not for sport. Okay, now I hope you may have an idea about this short paragraph. Now, look at the grid and see what the questions are. Look at the question number 1, the animals. Second one, the country. Third question, the local people. Number 4, the newcomers. Number 5, food of local people. Now, let's try to fill in this grid. Look at the first question again. The animals. The animals. You have to write the names of the animals mentioned in this paragraph. You have to find the names of the animals mentioned in this paragraph. Read the first line of the paragraph now. For many centuries, giraffes, elephants, and antelopes and other animals roamed freely in the open plains of Zimbabwe. For many centuries, giraffes, elephants, antelopes and other animals roamed freely in the open plains of Zimbabwe. Now, I hope you can find the answer easily. The answer is in this sentence. You should write the names of these animals for the first answer. Giraffes, elephants, antelopes. The answer should be giraffes, elephants, and antelopes. Now, let's move to the question number 2. The country. You should find the name of the country mentioned in this passage. So, let's read the text now. Read the text again. For many years, giraffes, elephants, antelopes, and other animals roamed freely in the open plains of Zimbabwe. Then, you can find the answer here. The country mentioned in this text is Zimbabwe. So, the answer should be Zimbabwe for the second question. Now, let's read the question number 3. The local people. Now, you can start reading from the second sentence. Before white settlers arrived, the local people were farmers and herdsmen. Read the sentence again. Before white settlers arrived, the local people were farmers and herdsmen. Yes, you get the answer there. Local people were farmers and herdsmen. Then you can write the answer, farmers and herdsmen. Now look at the question number 4. The newcomers. The newcomers mean those who came late. Not the original people there. Here, you don't get the answer directly in this paragraph. You should decide the answer. Now, read this phrase. Before white settlers arrived. Before white settlers arrived. It means white settlers came late. So, they are the newcomers. You have to decide. White settlers should be the newcomers. So, write the answer. White settlers, or you can write white people. Now, let's try the last question. Food of local people. Food of local people. Again, you have to go to the last line of the text. Read the last line of the text. It says, hunted the animals for food, not for sport. Hunted the animals. It means they killed the animals for their food. So you can write the answer, killed animals or meat. Spelling should be M-E-A-T, meat. Right. Now, this is the end of the first question and let's move to the question number 2. Read the following description and label the map of Vinland City. Read the following description and label the map of Vinland City. You have to read this description and label the map. Now, let's read the description and try to get an idea of it. Vinland. Vinland is a small city. There are many government buildings in it. The school is situated in front of the temple. It is on the main road. The police station is next to the school. You will see the communication center between the police station and the cinema. All these buildings are besides the main road. The coffee shop is opposite to the communication center. Right. I hope you have an idea of the city in your mind now. Now, you may know what the buildings are and where the buildings are. So, now look at the map carefully and try to label it. There, you can see the school is already labeled. Let's read the text again. The school is situated in front of the temple. The school is situated in front of the temple. You should pay your attention on these prepositions well. In front of the temple. Therefore, building number 2 must be the temple. You can label the building number 2 as the temple. Let's read the text again. Now read the second line of the paragraph. The police station is next to the school. The police station is next to the school. The preposition is next to. Now, you can label the building number 3 as the police station. Number 3, police station. Let's go to the text again. Now, we can start reading with the place we stopped. The communication center is between the police station and the cinema. The communication center is between the police station and the cinema. I hope now you can label the both buildings, number 4 and 5. Building number 4 as communication center. Number 5 as cinema. Building number 4 communication center and building number 5 should be the cinema. Let's read the description again to find out where the coffee shop is. Now read the last line. The coffee shop is opposite the communication center. Opposite the communication center. So you can decide the building number 1 should be labeled as coffee shop. Okay, now you have answered activity 2. Now let's try to the test 3. Read the following text and answer the questions. Let's go through the paragraph and try to get the idea of it. Right. Now start to read. As scientists progressed in their research, they designed a robot able to move 100 acres of wheatland alone and without human help. Already, solar-powered self-steering lawn mowers are in use. Miniaturization of electronics and micromechanics has enabled the robots to perform brain and bone surgery with accuracy and precision. Their work seems to be more skilled than that of the most highly skilled surgeons. Okay, Now, look at the questions. Read the question number 1. You have to read the sentence carefully and understand it well. Then decide whether the statement is true or false. Now read the sentence carefully. Robots need someone to do their work. Robots need someone to do their work. It means robots need others' help to work. They can't work alone. Let's go to the paragraph and read. They design robo able to move 100 acres of wheatland alone and without human help. They design robo able to move 100 acres of wheatland alone and without human help. This sentence says that robots can work alone. They don't need others' help. So, it is clear that the sentence should be false. Now read the second sentence. Robots' work are more skilled than that of the highly skilled surgeons. Robots' work are more skilled than that of the highly skilled surgeons. Right. Let's go to the text and find whether this sentence is true or false. Now, read this sentence well. Their work seems to be more skilled than that of the most highly skilled surgeons. You will find the answer here. And you can decide the answer should be true. Question number 2. Now read the question. How are they powered? Understand the question. It means how they get power. From where the robots get power. Read the following sentence in the text. Already solar-powered self-steering lawn mowers are in use. Already solar-powered self-steering lawn mowers are in use. This sentence says they are solar-powered. The robots are solar-powered. So, you can write the answer solar-powered. Oh, they are solar powered. Question number 3. Fill in the blanks. Read the sentence carefully with the blanks and try to understand. Robots are able to perform blank and blank with accuracy and precision. Now read this phrase in the text. Enable the robots to perform brain and bone surgery with accuracy and precision. So, you can write the answer. Brain in the first blank, bone in the second blank. Now, children, this is the end of the today's lesson. I hope now you are able to answer the reading tests in your paper well. I presented this lesson for Ruhunu Gurugedara Educational Program. I am Ranjani Samarasekara, teacher of English from Kiramadammananda Mahavidyalaya. Hope to meet you in another lesson.